You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
All right, and we are back. This is Elevated Radio FM, and I'm on the phone with Dr. David Young from Battleground, Washington. Dr. Young, thanks for coming on today.
You're welcome.
Great to hear from you, and the name of your business, or your practice rather, is All Natural Doctor. Tell us a little about it. What is it that you do?
I'm a naturopathic doctor. For those that do not know what naturopathic medicine is, there are four degrees of medicine. They all end in opathic. It's allopathic, chiropractic, naturopathic, and osteopathic. Allopathic is your common medical doctor, works in disharmony with nature. Look it up in the medical dictionary by using drugs. Naturopathic works in harmony with nature by using natural substances. So I emphasize natural substances only, not drugs.
Now, why does it seem like, at least in the States here, that allopathic medicine has been the primary care for so many people, and natural medicine has kind of gone under the radar for a while now?
Natural medicine used to be very strong. The cholera epidemic just after the Civil War, naturopathic doctors were achieving high success rate. Allopathic doctors were not. Allopathic doctors formed the AMA as a business entity to counteract the naturopathic doctors that were competing with them. The big turn, though, happened about World War II when antibiotics were discovered, and that's when allopathic doctors or theoretical medical doctors became very powerful with their AMA. That's why you see the switch.
Yeah. Now, what is your background? How did you get involved in natural medicine?
I've been involved in healthcare most of my life. Started with Boy Scouts, and then through high school and college, I've always had an interest in healthcare. Worked at Logan Hospital, the Burns Center, taught CPR at the Logan Hospital in Logan, Utah, and then eventually wanted to enter medicine. I explored chiropractic for a while, and osteopathic and allopathic, did not like those. I discovered naturopathic medicine, and when I went to interview a naturopathic doctor, all the philosophies I wanted in medicine were part of the naturopathic degree program, which is that we emphasize nature and try to make the person stronger. So in other words, when a person comes to see me, instead of having drug therapy, and by the way, when somebody's on drug therapy, their health always seems to be going downhill. It's never really stronger. With nature, with using nature and natural medicines, when I get done with the person, their health is usually much stronger than when they started. And I want people to be very happy and healthy. And my original idea for going into naturopathic medicine was actually marriage counseling. I was going to do marriage counseling because I like marriages to be strong, but I discovered that when you can have a married couple deeply in love, and somebody might get very sick, and then the marriage might deteriorate. And I decided to improve marriages by improving health naturally.
Yeah. Now, who is walking through your door? What are some of the more common types of issues or ailments that you're seeing in your clients?
Usually, the people that have been through the standard avenues of medical care, they're not better. Their allopathic doctor says there's nothing more we can do for you, and then they're just left hanging in the air. And so I basically get the incurable cases. Just about anything you can think of, the things that are not working out through conventional medicine, I have to figure out what's going wrong, do a very intensive blood and hair analysis and other tests to find out, medically speaking, what's going wrong, and find out what the other doctors missed and then correct it and fix them. So it could be anything under the sun, those people that have not been successful in the regular community of medicine.
Now, in your opinion, what is it that makes a good naturopathic doctor? To people who are new to natural medicine, maybe they're weaning off of their primary care doctor, how do you begin that search? How do you know you're with the right person versus someone that's not so good?
Oh, I mean, as a patient's point of view?
Yes, precisely.
Okay. A doctor will take time with you. If you go to any doctor's office and they want to hurry up, get in and out the door like a swinging, rotating, fast door, that's not a good place. You want to find a doctor who's willing to sit down and probably take a good 45 minutes to a 60-minute interview, discuss what's going on, discuss things deeply, and not just what you have now, but what you may have had in the past. That's very important. I could give an example of what I mean by that. If for instance, I had a patient that was doctor hopping for many, many, many years, his knee kept on collapsing, and I have several of these patients. He has been to every doctor imaginable. He walked with a cane because he would always fall down on his face when he least expected it. I had to figure out what was going on, think outside of the box, and then come up with a solution, and eventually the person is walking without a cane now, and he's very happy, but he had been doctor hopping since he was a kid until he's an adult. And so you've got to find a doctor who will think out of the box and spend time, not a revolving swinging door where the doctor's only interested in money and just get as many patients in and out the door as he can. That would be the difference to me.
Yeah, now, I'd like to hear about your goals. I want to switch gears before we run out of time. What are your plans with your work and your practice? Or where do you see yourself down the road?
I see this. Down the road, I will never stop practicing medicine. I'm close to retirement age, but I don't ever plan on retiring. The longer I'm immersed in medicine, the more I understand it. I specialize in two areas of medicine. One is clinical nutrition. The other is neuromuscular therapy, working on the subatomic level. That's really big for me to work on that, but I will never stop practicing medicine. I'll keep on practicing till the day I'm no longer here.
Fantastic. Now, for any of our listeners out there interested in working with you or just learning a little more about what you do, is there a website or a number they can reach you at?
Yes, there is. My website is allnaturaldoctor.com. My phone number is 360-687-3340. Can I mention something about blood tests that I think the listeners should know?
Oh, please do.
Okay. When I do a thorough blood test on a person, I look at the parameters of where the blood values should be to be healthy. And the lab values over the last 20 years have been increasing, so I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, and it makes me go crazy. There's two ways to test for diabetes. One is blood sugar, and one is called hemoglobin A1C. Naturopathic doctors like hemoglobin A1C to be 5.7 or less. That tests your blood sugar for the last 3 months. 20 years ago, allopathic medicine used to like 5.9 or less. Permanent damage begin at 6.0 and above. Currently, up to about a month ago, allopathic values are now 6.4, now 6.41. So in allopathic medicine, you're not diabetic unless you're 6.41, but permanent damage begin at 6.0. So what is the difference? Allopathic medicine lab values are based on population base, not what's healthy. So I did a lot of interviewing, and the analysis is as the population in general gets sicker, the lab values go up. And so less and less people will be diagnosed with diabetes before it's too late. That's the type of medicine I practice. I use standards of care for what is healthy, not what is popular, not what the population base is.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us today, Dr. Young. And again, that is allnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. David, thanks for coming on today. Great to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
Big thanks to our listeners as well. This is Elevated Radio. Taking a break. Stick around.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.